Once had a company at our house, and it got freezing cold outside, and we noticed that our company didn't have adequate outerwear. So as they were leaving, because we're Jewish, we're emptying out our entire closet, and we're giving them coats or whatever. And I said to the fellow, would you like some gloves? And he looks at me and he says, what am I, a woman? And I smiled, and he must have noticed that when I was smiling, it was one of those smiles that says, I have no idea what you're talking about, and perhaps, why am I smiling at something that sounded like a terribly misogynistic comment? And then he explained himself. He says, no, the reason I say that is because I grew up in a community where no one relied on the Erev, and only women wear gloves. Men don't wear gloves on Shabbos. So I was very taken by it. I grew up in a community where everyone relied on the Erev, so I didn't know anything about this. So is there such a thing that only women wear gloves and not men wear gloves? Are you allowed to wear gloves when there's no Erev? So a little bit of basic background. Generally speaking, clothing is not considered something that you are carrying. It's considered part of you. The Gemara, it's mavur this way in the Gemara. Throughout Masechet Shabbos, the Rambam has a lashon hakol tfeilalo, whatever you're wearing is completely tafel to the body. Clothing typically is defined as accomplishing one of three things. Either it covers you for basic modesty or dignity. Yerucha Shulchan puts it in a stark formulation in Simen Shin Aleph Sif Memches. He writes, Masha Adam Holech Bebegadav Lo Shayech Lekrosa Masa. You can't call begadim that a person wears a burden. Dim Lo Kain Atu Yelech Arum B'Shabbos. You think a person is supposed to go totally unclothed on Shabbos? That's ridiculous. Lefichach Kol Masha Adam Lovesh Terech Levisha Mutter. Whatever a person wears as Derech Levisha is Mutter. Clothing is also defined as anything that protects the body. Mishbura in Simen Shin Aleph Sivkat Nun Aleph says that if it's Lahagonas Haguf, to protect the body in any way, it is Mutter. It would seem that gloves fit squarely into that second category of clothing. It protects the body, keeps the body warm. Also, anything that prevents discomfort. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Aleph Sivkat Gimel talks about sanitary pads or a woman's nursing pads or something like that, that makes it comfortable for her to be able to function, that also would qualify as clothing. Now, even clothing, though, can be usur if one of the following things is true. There are many categories, but these are the three basic ones. If it's something that falls off very easily, Shulchan Aruch and Shin Aleph, Siv Mem Aleph, says, let's say a person has a loosely fitting hat, which, I don't know, if you live in like a windy city, let's say, and you wear a hat with a wide brim, it's every hat falls off easily in such cities, so that might be a problem. Or if it might be embarrassing to wear, and you know that someone is going to make fun of you if they see you with it, and that might cause you to take it off and hide it, so then that certainly would be something that would be a problem. Like if a person has one shoe, he lost one of his shoes. I remember we went to a family bar mitzvah once, and one of my nephews lost a shoe at the bar mitzvah. So it's still better to walk home with one shoe than with no shoes. But if someone might be afraid that if someone sees you with one shoe, they'll be like, that's ridiculous, you're wearing one shoe. They see you barefoot, they'll say, okay, a crazy person is barefoot. But one shoe, they might make fun of you. So that also, Shlomo Zalman's Kodesh Shmir Shabbos, and it may apply to wearing a raincoat in the summertime. Obviously not here, in a place where it doesn't rain at all in the summertime. That may be something that you might be afraid someone's going to mock you, and therefore you might to take it off. Or also, a third category of clothing that is clothing, but it's still going to be a problem, if it's something that people commonly take off to show to other people. So since you're going to take it off, the bottom line of all of these things is that since they're going to end up not on your body, you might end up carrying them. And as a result of that, they're going to be usur. So what about gloves? So the Beis Yosef and Simen Shin Aleph quotes a couple of Rishonim about this. Beis Yosef quotes the Agur and Simen Taf Mem Aleph that Yesh Osrin Bebatei Yadayim, because they might fall off of your hands, and then you'll come to carry them. However, he says, if you tie them on really well, then it's mutter. He then quotes the Shibalei Aleket, that since you often take off your gloves to do things that require some amount of dexterity, to pull a bug off your body or something like that, if the bug is about to bite you, it would be usur because you will likely remove them and you're going to carry them dalaram shusram. It's only mutter if you tie it really well onto your clothing, or you sew it into your clothing. So Shulchan Aruch quotes two deos. First, Shulchan Aruch quotes as a stam that it's mutter to wear gloves. That gloves are clothing, and there's no concern, it's mutter. But then he says, yesh mi shemachmir lahatzrich, that there are some that are machmir that require that you sew it into your clothing, may erev Shabbos, or at least tie it on with a kesher shel kayama yafa. You tie it on really well with a kesher shel kayama. So normally when you have a stam, and then a yesh mi shemachmir, we paskin like Mistam. However, the Mechaber then adds three words. After he quotes Yesh Mi Shemachmir, V'ra'i Lachush L'dvarav. We should be choshesh for this Yesh Mi Shemachmir. So even though we normally pass like a stam, this seems to be different. Mishabura Sivkatan Kuf Mem Aleph quotes the Bach and the Magen Avram, that since we don't really have a Rosh Hashanah Daraisa nowadays, the Minig is Lahakel. Even though the Mechaber says that Ra'i Lachush L'dvarav, Minig is Lahakel, because we're not really around the Rosh Hashanah Daraisa much. But then the Mishabura says in the name of many major Achron, in the Chayyad, and the Prim Gadim, the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Bach, the Taz, that even though a limchos biyada makilin, a bal nefesh should be machmir. So it keeps going back and forth a little bit. Where we seem to land is that it's appropriate. It's an appropriate chumra for a person to have, for a bal nefesh to have, but you cannot criticize someone who wears gloves when there's no eruv. Now, if it's connected with a kesher she'eno shel kayama, like a bow or something like that, so then that also the poskim point out that maybe we could rely on the ikur deya in Shulchan Aruch, which says that it's mutter anyway. Now, why does the connection to clothing help at all? Meaning, even if it's tied onto your clothing, if it falls off your hand or you take it off your hand, it's just dangling from your clothing. Is that not a problem of carrying when it's dangling from your clothing? So the Bir Halacha quotes that this is a three-way machlokas achronim. The Taz and the Gras seem to hold that it is considered carrying in the normal way, and if they're dangling from your clothing, the Eliyahu Rabbah holds that it's mutter to have them dangle because it's totally batel to the beged. It's just like an extension of your sleeve. But what the Bir Halacha prefers is the sheet of the Nahar Shalom and the Tosafos Shabbos, who paskin that the connection to the beged doesn't make it a part of the beged, it doesn't make it batel to the beged, but it makes it that it's not derech hotza'a, that when you're carrying it because it's dangling from your clothing, at least that's not the normal way to carry. So you certainly can't walk with them while they're dangling from your sleeve, but since the greatest risk of it falling off is only that you'll end up carrying shaloka derech hotza'a, so you're allowed to take that risk. But obviously if you notice that it fell off, you have to put it on right away. In Rav Simcha Ben Kohn's sefer on the Shabbos home, I think he quotes Rav Scheinberg that he was makel for women and children. Ooh, so there. Here's our "what am I a woman" comment, right? So two reasons, he says. First of all, the concern is that you might take them off to remove a bug that's biting you, so that's not so relevant nowadays. People don't do that. I don't know. People are more likely to swat at the bug, which they shouldn't do on Shabbos. A second is that you would only take them off to shake hands, but women typically don't greet each other that way. Meaning the only concern is that a glove, they stay on your body really well. The problem is you might take it off if you see someone and you want to shake their hand, and once you're holding it in the other hand, you might come to continue carrying it to walk with it. But when a woman sees another woman, they don't remove a glove and shake a hand. It's not the way that they greet each other typically, and therefore he held that it was mutter. If they're attached to your coat but not to your hands, So there's a strong argument to be made that for children it would be mutter, because what did we say before, let's put it this way: the Rama writes in Sivchav Gimel that a handkerchief that it's attached to your clothing is not a problem, and the Mishnah says, quoting from the Gra, because it's totally normal to have a handkerchief attached to your clothing. So it's not so normal for adults to have gloves attached to their sleeves. Very, very common and very typical for children to have gloves that are attached to their sleeves, and therefore might be similar to that case of the handkerchief, in which case it is mutter. Other circumstances where it might be mutter, anyway, even for the Balei Nefesh, the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siv Kuf Hei that if it's freezing cold, you can wear gloves based on the combination of the fact that Meikra Adin, it's mutter anyway, the first day in Shulchan Aruch, plus when it's freezing, you're very unlikely to take them off. If it's really, really freezing cold outside, you're unlikely to take them off. And the Makar Chaim points out that even when it's freezing, only gloves, he thinks, but not mittens are mutter. He thinks mittens are more likely to fall off because they're more loosely fitting. If a person is wearing gloves for style in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he says is the clothes from Zalman is machmir because you're much more likely to take them off for some practical purpose. If he talks about wearing surgical gloves, I don't see that as a common problem. One last thing: what about earmuffs? So in the Tshuvas Beis Yisrael, Archaim Simenun Gimel, he says that it's the same as Moch Sheba Azna, which the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Tazvav says has to be kosher, it has to be tied on because we're concerned that it will fall off. However, the majority of poskim assume not that way. All the contemporary poskim, anyone who's written tshuvas in the last, 30, 40, 50 years, are all makel about this because you don't take them off to greet people. It's usually connected pretty well to your head, so it's not going to blow off easily with the wind. So that's the inyan of wearing gloves if you happen to be in a community that does not have an eruv. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone.